This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Good Day program, so let's see if we can find some things that are good to discuss on today's program. Today being the 16th of June and all, it's Thursday. You've joined Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner for a discussion of the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about, the events, that sort of thing. I just did a large part of conversation that people have, not only about events, but because there are great sort of measurement techniques that are used to get the pulse of the public, right? The opinions that, what do they say?
Yeah.
The opinions expressed
in
this program of those of the host and the guest and yada, yada. Yeah, surveys. So, Jay, did you know, I'm looking at the top 10 languages. I was exposed yesterday to the superintendent of schools, and we had principals and students talking about the school year on that TV show that I do for the locals here. And we were talking about the languages that are being taught or used here in Framingham, which is a very diverse community. So out of curiosity, I just kind of nosed around a little bit to see what was going on across the country in terms of what languages are being taught, where the interest is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the top 10 languages that are being requested in, I'm talking about when you go to school, these are the languages that people want to learn. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Top 10. I suppose if I'd been smart, I would have said to Phil, get me the big voiced announcer with the top 10 voices at number 10.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah. Ooh, very good. Da-da-da-da. Big time radio at its finest. The most, let's see, again, this year, the 10th most requested language to learn on Duolingo. Sounds like Dua Lipa with a little...
I knew you were going to go there.
Okay. Number 10 on the list is Portuguese.
Okay. That makes sense. Yep.
Number 9 on the list is Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 on the list, again, remember, this is the languages being... the youngsters going to public schools, these are the languages they're requesting be taught in big systems, small systems. Chinese is number 8. Korean is number 7. Italian is number 6.
All right, that adds up.
Japanese 5.
Mm-hmm.
German 4. And then the rest are what it's always been. French, Spanish, and English. All right? Those are the top. Look at the different, the interest in Asian languages. Chinese and Korean and Japanese.
Yeah, I feel like anything, in Russian included, anything that has different letters, so it's like you're not just learning the language, you have to learn a whole new alphabet as well.
Yeah, right. Okay, now, let's see here. As long as we're doing surveys, I just figure, okay, today can be in part survey day.
Survey says...
I'd love to do that program. I would love to have been the host of Family Feud. It would have been a blast and a half.
I could see that. Yeah, you. I think that would have, if you were to be a game show host, I think that would have definitely been your forte.
I had a chance to do that in the 19, it was early, it was late, it was 89 or 90 or 91, somewhere. No, it was, it may have been 94. I don't remember. Somebody from Goodson Todman came to me and said, do you want to host this game show? I said, yeah, let's do it. And when is it? And it was good money, and it would have been fun. But it was in the summertime. And it was 21 days. They tape, it's 21 days of taping, and they spread it out over the entire summer. And I said, geez, if I do that, I'm going to ruin my farm. I can't not be on the farm. So I said, no. Now, looking back at it, would I have done it differently today? Yeah, I think so. I think probably it would have. But yeah, that was then and now is now. So anyway, the cities where Uber is used more than anything else. All right, where more calls come in for people to hire an Uber. You ready?
Okay.
And then their ratings. Maybe more. I ought to probably concentrate on the ratings. Highest ratings for Uber are in Nashville, number one.
When they want to show up. Good
St. Great. Louis, two. Let's see, Kansas City is three. Charlotte is four. San Antonio is five. Tampa is six. Las Vegas, seven. Salt Lake, eight. Sacramento, nine. And Portland, 10.
Did you say LA?
No. Those are the cities that rate Uber the highest. Now, here are the cities that rate Uber the lowest. Ready? Ready.
Ready.
New York. Philadelphia. Boston. Washington. Baltimore. Chicago. Minneapolis. Seattle, San Francisco, and back to the drum roll. The worst. This is the number one city that ranks Uber worst is Los Angeles.
Wow. My personal experiences are completely opposite.
Really?
I've never had a poor experience with Uber in LA. In fact, when I can't find my way to the location, the Uber driver has always been absolutely fantastic, very
really?
Patient. And in Nashville, half the time you're waiting for the Uber, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, why are they going in the opposite direction? Then your Uber gets canceled, and you have to go get a new one. Like, they just don't want to show up, or they find a ride that's, you know what, this is a better option for me.
I found Lyft. My son put me onto this. You know, when I'm in L.A., I leave my car at my son's house. So when I get off the plane, I take a Lyft to go to his house to pick up my car. And at the end of the week or weekend or whatever, I leave it, go back to Brendan's house, leave the thing there, and we'll sit and visit with Jasper for a while, and then he'll call a Lyft. Because they haven't had good luck with Uber, and I haven't either, frankly. Whenever I'm on my own, Brendan gets the Lyft for me when I'm at his house, but if I'm on my own, I find Lyft. Where was the last time I used it? I was in Dallas? I don't know, someplace where it was so easy, I found it that I know what it was. I had, when I was going to Palm Beach and the plane got canceled, I had to go to Miami. I hired a Lyft, and it was so easy. I had to change the credit card and all that stuff. When I'd had the same experience at Uber, I couldn't go through the machinations of changing the credit card. You know me. I don't have much patience with that kind of stuff. So I gave up. This guy, he didn't speak a lick. He didn't speak a lick of English, but he knew I wanted to go. I put into the Lyft. The exact address of where I was going, and 48 minutes later, Palm Beach County, bingo, I was there. And it was a nice, clean car. He was very polite. And so, you know, that's what people remember, frankly, don't you think?
Yeah, and whether or not they have, like, water and snacks or anything for you,
if
you can tell that somebody was smoking in the car.
Okay, the Disney folks in the news for a couple of different things today, pushing back their announcement in Florida. They were going to move a number of people from Disneyland in California to Disney World in Florida. Over the next 3 years, they're going to put like 3,000 or 4,000 people, but they've stopped because of what Governor Ron DeSantis has done in that education law, the parental rights education law, and also the taxes and stuff. You know, there's been this whole big thing about don't say gay in Florida. Can't say gay. Don't say gay. That's a law. And so there's a thing, I don't know if you follow this enough, but this law bans instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity through the third grade. And that's why it's called the Don't Say Gay Law. the relocation of employees to Florida was part of what they were doing. They're building a new campus that's attached to the Orlando facility. And so, you know, there's been a lot of hubbub with Disney, and Governor DeSantis has not exactly been their friend. The state apparently is going to take over one of these developments that Disney's just stopped doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is an interesting political game of chess, I think, don't you? I mean, under the circumstances.
And it's one of those things. It's the controversial law is, it's called the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. Of course, opponents are calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill. And
this caused
the whole delay to be moved to, what, 2026? I think they're hoping that the situation either settles or things change, or maybe there's somebody else that comes to office. But here's the thing. Regardless of this bill, sexual orientation, gender identification, why is that even anything to be discussed for kids of a certain age? Just let them be kids. They shouldn't even be worried about any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think that we're really messing kids up.
Let kids play.
Big
time. And forget the whole, like, well, only boys can only play with this, or girls can only play with this. Just knock that all off. Let kids play with whatever they want to play with.
Messing
with what they
up.
Want to play.
Speaking of, thank you for that correct English.
Yeah, I got you.
the fact that all this hubbub causes people to pay attention to Ron DeSantis, a lot of people want him to run for president next time around, and I'm sure he's going to run. So his latest supporter is none other than Elon Musk, who says he, and this is pretty interesting, actually, Jay, I think the fact that he would, you know, most people think that he's a liberal. I don't know why they think he's a liberal, and how do you make up your mind? Can you tell by looking at someone? Sometimes. Bobby Long. Remember, we had the story last week about this Congressman Bobby Long, who said women are at fault for the gun problems in America. And you take one look at that guy, and you can figure he just crawled out of a hole somewhere. But with Musk, I think a lot of people thought he was. Anyway, he said he was leaning toward supporting DeSantis in the presidential election. Well, that can mean a lot of different things, but mostly to guys like DeSantis, it means ka-ching when it comes to the campaign. All right? Lots of money. So we'll see how that gets cultivated. Anyway, a little forward focus here at 18 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Darren Babcock, who has founded Bonton Farm in, it's not in Bonton, it's in Dallas, essentially. Or is it, I was confused. Is it in the community itself, or you're serving the community, but you're actually doing the work in another part of Dallas?
Well, it's both. We started with a little garden in the neighborhood of Bonton, which is in Dallas, that grew to about an acre and a quarter, which is a city block in the neighborhood of Bonton, and then a family heard about what we were doing, were moved by it and came down and took a tour and then offered 40 acres of land that they have about 10 minutes down the road. So we have also a 40-acre farm that's still in the city of Dallas, but it's 10 minutes outside of our neighborhood of Bonton.
So what kind of problems are you running up against, Mr. Babcock, with regard to the specific time we're in? I think you've got a little restaurant or something there, do you not, in addition to having sort of a farmer's market, people come up and pick their orders up, but do you not have a place where people can eat the food that you're producing? Do I get that info from your website?
Yes, we have a neighborhood restaurant and market, a fresh food market, where we sell the produce we grow, and we also bring in produce that you would normally buy in a grocery store that's not stuff that we grew, so that our community has access to that. And then we opened a farmer's market next door that exclusively carries the food that we grow on the farm, and so people have a choice, and it was a way for us to expand what we did and draw other people into our community to do business with us. So right now, because of the pandemic, obviously the restaurant business is down to almost nothing, about 93% down. But we started a program where we were marketing our food and packages of food that we grow on the farm, and partnering with other small farmers to bring their food in. And the business of having curbside pickup for groceries and delivering within a 10-mile radius has offset the business we lost at the market. So we're hanging in there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to go back to, but I don't want to belabor it, but I do want to understand the stupidity of people in a circumstance, as you described it, where someone's trying to help other people with food that otherwise would go to waste, and there's some community mm-hmm. regulation that's so misunderstood is probably the right word, but it's misdirected. What do you do to fix that? You went into City Hall, you said. Did you convince them? Did they understand the sheer stupidity of doing what they were doing?
Well, I think a lot of times policy is made for the mainstream. It's you know, we all live in the same place, but we're not all in the same circumstances. And so policy's made for the masses, and then there's outliers. You know, there's communities like Bonton that need different considerations. And so a lot of times it's not even necessarily stupidity. It's just maybe not the consideration of different things may need to apply for different locations so that everybody has what they need. And so the city knew they had a problem. And this is the thing that astounds me all the time is that this is not a new problem. We have 40 food desert communities in Dallas County alone.
Yeah.
And yet Bonton, with our work through Bonton Farms, is the only one that's no longer a food desert. And so here we are in 2020, you know, we have cars that are driving themselves down the highway. We can replace and create brand new organs out of stem cells. Elon Musk is working on through SpaceX.
And we got all these hunger. We've got millions of people who are hungry. It just makes no sense whatsoever. It's just sheer, as you said, maybe politics, stupidity. We'll continue with that and get into the heart and soul again of Bonton Farms as we continue this week's American Family Farmer. With our American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Darren Babcock, who has founded Bonton Farm in, it's not in Bonton, it's in Dallas, essentially. Or is it, I was confused. Is it in the community itself, or you're serving the community, yeah, but you're actually doing the work in another part of Dallas?
Well, it's both. We started with a little garden in the neighborhood of Bonton, which is in Dallas, that grew to about an acre and a quarter, which is a city block in the neighborhood of Bonton. And then a family heard about what we were doing, were moved by it and came down and took a tour and then offered 40 acres of land that they have about 10 minutes down the road. So we have.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market fell sharply a day after the Fed's 3/4% rate increase. The Nasdaq fell 4.1%, its worst close since September of 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went below 30,000 for the first time since January of 2021. Hedge fund manager Stanley Druckenmiller at the 2022 Son Investment Conference.
And I'm pretty strongly assume we're going to have a recession sometime in 23. I just don't know whether it's going to be in the early part or the later part. And again, it's a guess. It's not a fact.
A third American is missing in Ukraine. U.S. Marine veteran Grady Kirpicey was living in Wilmington, North Carolina before leaving for Ukraine in March, according to his wife and friends. Basketball's Golden State Warriors win their fourth championship in 8 years overnight, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th made-for-TV show continues to inculcate the American people, at least the ones that have never seen this level of propaganda. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia says the American people can see right through this facade, as this is a rerun of the Trump-Russia collusion that was proven to be the big lie.
You know who they don't interview and they aren't having transcripts and they're not showing their interviews? They're not showing Ray Epps. Where is Ray Epps and why didn't I see him in the D.C. jail when he's one of the people that was clearly part of the effort to send people into the Capitol? And then another thing I want to know is why don't we find out about why the National Guard wasn't brought in to guard the Capitol? That was my third day on the job. I couldn't even find the bathrooms in the Capitol building because I didn't know my way around. And I was shocked when that happened. I don't know why Nancy Pelosi didn't bring in the National Guard when so many people had requested it. But as for Adam Schiff, well, he's always creating a story that's not real, and we've already been through it with the Russian hoax. And the American people are so sick and tired of it.
The clock is ticking for Voyager space vehicles 1 and 2. Voyager 1 has gone further than any other man-made vehicle in human history, but NASA says they're soon going to run out of power. Both Voyager vehicles are expected to completely run out of power by 2025 after 45 years of service. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Moving back into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show, this is a blend of information and conversation about family farming, about the people that we serve with the food, the families, and the food itself. I'm taken by Darren Babcock's story at Bonton Farms in Texas, but I'm also taken back by the statistics that we've seen maybe more of. I was involved, Mr. Babcock, in a national broadcast last week for Feeding America. We raised $500,000 to fix the problem or to deal with the problem that you're talking about, the very problem that there are millions of youngsters and adults now going to bed hungry, don't have any food source at all. And so how we can continue to justify, politically or otherwise, the things that we were just talking about, we want to serve this community, that community, we want to be safe. Yeah, that's nonsense. Why can't we take the food that comes out of a restaurant, whether it's yours or somebody else's, or excess food that the farmer can't sell, and give it? Instead, there are rules that just make no sense whatsoever. None. And I think the more we underline that for people to understand what really is going on, the complete waste of food, millions of tons every day, week, month, year, it's criminal when there are these many people who don't have anything to eat. So thank you. I don't want to get off on a tangent too much there, but I I think what you did was great, and I would like to see that done elsewhere, frankly.
Yes, sir.
So, I want to talk more about who you are. I see the farm's manager is Danny George, who comes from Bonton. How did you find him? How does that work?
Well, Danny's another one of the guys. You know, we specialize. I love to help come alongside people that the rest of the world has given up on. And Danny was one of those guys that had kind of found himself a victim of the streets, didn't find opportunity in the world for him, and so had taken to the streets. And he had gotten a job at a metal fabrication company. And
we can't vote in the primaries because we're not registered with a specific political party. The primaries, you can only vote within your party. So if you're not,
so that's why you register.
You just have
to wait. Register. You can register and then change your affiliation if you want to. If you feel strongly about a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate, then you register to vote and then you delist yourself from whatever party, if that's what you want to do. But that's what happened in Georgia this year. A lot of people who are independents or Democrats registered as Republicans to make sure that some of the crazies didn't get in, didn't get voted in. And people say, oh, see, that's why the Trump candidates lost, because those dirty Democrats got in there and they cheated. No, they just used their heads. You know, figure out how the system works. I was talking earlier about taping this local television program that I do here in Framingham, and one of the questions of the superintendent had to do with civics. Civics is now being taught again in our public schools. I don't know where it is around the country, but back to civics. And as a matter of fact, we had one of the ladies, youngsters from high school. I think she was a freshman in high school. No, she's an eighth grader. She had taken civics, and they had a special civics project that she did, and she won the civics prize. And all of this was obviously aimed at highlighting what the students are learning about civics, about how the country runs, about how, you know, people kind of blend and mold together, and how the activities of voting work, that sort of thing. What makes your local city function, your town function, your state function? That hasn't been taught for a long time. Since we went to war with Afghanistan and Iraq, all that money was taken out for civics, for music, for phys ed, so we could certainly go to war and get the bad guys in Iraq. Oh, wait a minute. There were no bad guys. Well, there was one bad guy, Saddam Hussein. So we only spent $3 trillion to get him. Meanwhile, civics and English was still taught, as music and art stuff and phys ed all went down the drain because we had to go get the bad guys out of Iraq. There you go. Did you know, from the interesting fact department, Jay, that there are only three countries in the world that are entirely surrounded by one other country?
One country.
Three countries.
So like this country sits inside the other country,
yes.
But it's a separate country.
Right. It's kind of like landlocked. You know.
Yeah,
and
but landlocked by one country.
There are two of them in Italy. Want to take a guess at what they are?
It's Vatican City.
Yep. Yay, she gets the prize. Vatican City is a completely independent country that exists. It has its own rules, regulations, government, everything, but it exists inside Rome in Italy. And there's another community in Italy, San Marino, which is a microstate in the northeast part of the Alps, in where kind of Germany and France and Italy all come together. So that's the second one. The world's other enclave nation is Lesotho. L-E-S-O-T-H-O. Yeah, I know. You never heard of it, and I never did either. A country in South Africa, which is independent because it's surrounded by mountains. Very hard to get in and very hard to get out. So
wow.
They just exist.
That is so impressive. I honestly did not. Well, I knew about Vatican City in a way, but I didn't fully realize that they were their own country. But I did that. I know landlocked countries, but to be landlocked by only one country, not multiple, like numerous countries.
Mondo bizarro, right? It is.
Yeah.
Right.
You learn something new every day.
I hope so. That's what this program is all about. Okay. Speaking of learning new things, did you know the history of orangutans. You know what an orangutan is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So they are not, you don't want to be in a cage. If they're not in a cage, they're okay. But you put them in a cage and they're very aggressive, especially with humans. So the latest story, the latest example of that, a fellow learning, these orangutans are big, by the way. They're giant apes, big.
Yeah, this they have kind of like that brownish-orange long hair.
Yeah. There was a fellow that saw an orangutan I'm trying to figure out where this was, in a zoo someplace.
It was a public zoo or a private zoo? I know the story. This orangutan, dude got way too close, and he looked like a rad doll to what this orangutan was doing to him. His friends were even trying to pull him away from it, and did he try to pet his leg? Did he try to pet it or something at first? Or
I'm not sure.
I can't remember if the orangutan grabbed the guy's arm or leg, but he flew. And
yeah. You got it very strong.
This is a wild video.
Yeah, you can see it's all over social media. Let's see. Here's another
Indonesia.
Story.
It was in Indonesia. That's what
was it? Okay. Here's the story from Florida. A lot of Florida stuff going on today. A man attacked by a 7-foot alligator outside a motel. Guy thought it was a dog.
Oh, yeah. He went outside to have a cigarette, and he heard something rustling. He didn't see it at first. He just heard something rustling in the bushes and thought maybe it was a dog. So when he got closer,
Good luck.
So scary.
Yeah, right. And in Switzerland, the zoo owners in the National Zoo, I'm going to try to pronounce it, Tropiquarium, I think that's how it's pronounced, it's in Switzerland. Anyway, they have a new phenomenon of nature there. They have a new tortoise, an albino Galapagos tortoise. These are the big ones. Did you see the pictures of this?
I did. It's so pretty with its beady red eyes.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
What are the chances? We had I remember once an albino calf being born on the farm, and a friend of mine was telling me that there was one born in a farm not far from here recently. And what happens, an albino calf is blind. Oftentimes people who are albinos are also blind or close to being blind. So I'm wondering whether this albino tortoise is also blind. Don't know the story, but I wonder if that's the case. I guess it would make sense.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know that. Right? I didn't know that about.
So two things you found out today you didn't know.
Albinism, yeah.
Woo-hoo. Very good. All right.
Where's my PhD of random knowledge? I feel like you have equipped me with so much, Doug Steffen.
That's what you get when you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, how Jennifer Aniston helps Courtney Cox celebrate her birthday right after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
you rely to when buying a timeshare and want out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're at 47 half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay has the scoop on what Jeff. That sounds like I'm on Extra, right? The scoop. Mario Lopez has the scoop on Jennifer Aniston. We don't need Mario Lopez. We got Jay. So, Jay, what happened?
Yeah, what's you like Jen? Me now, Slater.
Yeah. All right, so. What did she give to her friend? They are best friends, right? Courtney Cox.
They are, yes. Yeah, they met on the TV series Friends, and it was just such an instant connection. They've continued that friendship in a BFF way for so long. And so Jennifer Aniston, who is 53, made sure that her friend, who she calls lovingly Cece, Courtney Cox, celebrate her 58th birthday. In such a great way, she shared the special throwback photo of the two hugging on her Instagram. She says, happy birthday, Cece. I love you so much. She also,
you can tell they're friends when they're in public. You could always tell they were friends.
Uh-huh.
Always.
There's such a lovey-dovey relationship, and it's not just in the romantic sense. Even
they're just good friends.
It's just that you can tell. It's like palpable how much they just genuinely love, admire.
So who's
love,
that
admire,
person in your life? Who's the other woman? I know when Victoria and Jennifer and you were all together and we had our celebration of the Gracies. It seemed like you all had been friends for life.
Yes, and that's how it felt. And the crazy thing was, that was our first time meeting each other in person. And it just felt like it was a high school reunion almost.
Yeah,
of best
kind of
getting back together.
Yeah, right. That's a nice thing to do. By the way, just out of curiosity, I just Googled this Kingdom of Lesotho. They declared their independence in 1966, and they have 799 people that live there. So there you go. Another fact that's worth something, but I'm not sure how much. 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're the one that I want.
Boo, boo.
You're the one that I want.
Boo, boo. I could be a background singer. Maybe not today, but I could practice, Chuck. What do you think? Me as a background singer, does that work?
Let me think about it. I'll get back to you sometime around Christmas, so I'll let you know.
Thank you very much. All right, so why is Chuck Curry, as we get into movie moments, interested in Grease? Was it the same theme, by the way, for both Grease 1 and Grease 2?
Ask Jay about Grease 2. She's an expert on Grease 2. I am not.
Right. I think it's the same, right, Jay? Isn't it the
same? Yeah, essentially just gender swapped, where it was the girl was kind of like the more of the rebellious one and the guy was more clean cut.
Yes, exactly. And it was a flop, and it's flat, and it's uninspired. But some people like Jay do like this film. Having said that, reason we play that song is from the original Grease in 1978, which was based on a musical which came out in 1971, came out this day, movie history, June 16, 1978, went on to become the number one grossing film at the box office. I remember when I was a kid, a lot of people in my neighborhood would go see Grease multiple times. I'm talking 10, 20, 30 times.
Wow.
The theater. And here's the interesting movie footnote. John Travolta was 24 when he filmed it, and Olivia Newton-John was 30 when she filmed it, playing high school kids. But it worked. It's a very good movie. It's still, to this day, extremely entertaining. One of the best movie musicals, I think, of all time. And did very well.
As I like going to the movies, I've never seen either one of those movies. Neither.
Oh,
well,
you're missing out.
In 1970, you had Grease, most popular film. Superman, the movie, was, I think, number two. And then Animal House, also in the top five movies. Yep, very popular.
How in the world could you survive in this world without having seen Animal House? Seriously. In a cultural way, in a cultural sense, how could you not have been exposed to Animal House in one way, speaking of exposed, one way or another? All right, as far as musicals are concerned, Chucker, did you see Emma Thompson is going to play Miss Trunchbull in Matilda the Musical? But if you look at her, she says she's channeling her inner villain for
it's
her
a movie,
role.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I think they released the trailer yesterday. I didn't watch it. I saw it on YouTube. I watched it today. Listen, I loved Matilda the movie. Danny DeVito starred and directed that with his wife, Rhea Perlman. I loved that film. I think it was an awesome, very entertaining movie. Really good.
It was one out in 1996 with somebody named Mara Wilson. I don't know who she was.
Yeah, but, that was a little girl. She was a little girl from Miss Doubtfire, but Danny DeVito directed it. It was really, really, really good. It's based on a Ron Dahl, same author as Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
D-A-H-L.
Source material. Here's an interesting bit of movie news. Dakota Fanning, who starred when she was 10 years old opposite Denzel Washington in the hit movie Man on Fire, signing on to co-star alongside Denzel again in Equalizer 3. She's now 28 years of age. She had great chemistry. She was one of, I think, the best child actress of my generation, Dakota Fanning.
A side story. My daughter had her for 2 years in English when she was in high school, and said she was the most delightful young woman. She was courteous. She was gone a lot because she was filming.
Right. She was huge in the business.
Right. She was very popular with the other children in the class, in the class. She wasn't she wasn't a jerk. And Megan still is in touch with her today. They correspond from time to time. Yeah. It's true. I think that the reason I tell you the story isn't because of my daughter. I'm telling you the story because a lot of people think child actors and actresses go off the deep end and they become difficult. And apparently Dakota Fanning's just the opposite. So that's kind of nice.
Well, listen,
Yeah,
I mean, it really is an interesting dichotomy because anybody, you know, at that age, 10 years old, doing major motion pictures, you're dealing with the stress of an adult, and yet you're 10. I mean, there is massive responsibility on your shoulders to do a good job, and she was a very fine child actress, did great work, very talented. She also was starred opposite Tom Cruise in the Spielberg movie War of the Worlds, so she had a really good
career. The Von Trapp children back together after 60 years.
Wow.
They were there to celebrate Julie Andrews' 86th birthday. They came to Los Angeles. I thought that was pretty interesting. All these kids who they apparently have been in touch over the years. And so they took pictures with them all together. They had an evening, a gala tribute last week at the AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. They
That's
went
cool.
to celebrate Julie Andrews. I thought that was very nice of them. Yeah.
One other thing. This day in movie history, 1960, Psycho premiered in New York City. Anthony Perkins, Janet Leigh. What I love about that movie is they take the main character, kill her off. That worked. People lined up around city blocks to see Psycho back in 1960.
Great. 59 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.